Welcome to Manufacturing Revival Radio, brought to you by Assembly Magazine. Assembly Magazine educates suppliers, buyers, and users of assembly equipment in manufacturing plants to connect, learn, share, and explore all things assembly. This special edition of Manufacturing Revival is coming to you live from the floor of the Assembly Show in Rosemont, Illinois. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
All right, welcome back to Todd and Todd's exclusive coverage from the Assembly Show. Todd, you know, we had this gentleman on the show last year. I've been looking forward to it again. What a cool company doing amazing things.
And it's a little bit of torture. I mean, they put our booth right across the aisle from this display, so I get to look at the stuff from a distance. I don't get to go play with it as much as I want.
Yeah, well, let's get to our conversation. Say hello to Glenn Nosley. He's the president of Promess Incorporated. Glenn, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. Before we get into our conversation, remind the audience what Promess is all about.
Well, Promess is a corporation. We were founded in 1984, and back in 84, we did a lot of sensing, really specializing in force and torque measurement, primarily in the metal cutting industry. But when the metal cutting industry kind of faded in the U.S., we changed our focus from metal cutting into assembly and test. Over the first few years of the company, we would be putting force sensing onto assembly type operations. We put them on pneumatic cylinders, hydraulic cylinders. How much force does it take to push a bearing into a housing? How much force does it take to push a pin into a fuel injector? Something like that. And we were really being used for quality control, but in process, measuring what's happening during the process. And we had customers coming to us and liking our data, using our data, but saying, we'd like to do more with it. We'd like to not only pass-fail with it, but use the data to make a better part. So we worked with a few customers to come up with a motion control system to take the feedback from the process and use it in order to control the process and make a better part. So if a part is taking too much force, we use that information to control it, to slow down the process or speed it up, whatever needs to be done. Or we could take dimensional information off of a part and actually be measuring the part as we're making it to make it to a perfect dimension every time. So that became really our specialty. So we developed a line of mechanical presses, fully electric, bolster driven, servo driven, that has load cells built into it. And that has become our bread and butter product. We really evolved into a motion control company with a line of linear actuators, electromechanical assembly presses with load cells in them. We have motorized torque transducers with torque measuring in it, and we also have remaps, which do force measurement or force the pressing and the rotation all built in. But everything has sensing built into it. That's our specialty, taking the information from the process and using that information to make the process better.
Glenn, you're talking about your product line, and I get all that. It makes sense. I'm sensing underneath it, or I'm not sensing. I'm hearing underneath this a pretty intense focus on a customer. It sounds like what you've developed is coming directly out of the customer requirements. Talk about how you do that. That's not accidental, I'm sure.
No, not at all. The way Promess is structured, we are not a catalog sale company. Generally, what happens, you know, a customer will never call us and say, you know, it's very rare anyway to call us and say, we need a press that's capable of 5,000 pounds. They might do that, but when they call and say, we need a press capable of 5,000 pounds, our first question is, what are you using it for? What are you using? What is your part? Most of our customers that do a lot of work with will bring us a part print or bring us a part, and we'll sit down with them and help them develop the process, because it's not just a box of steel that we're selling. And we tell our guys, when we ship a box of steel, it's not just the box of, you know, we do ship a box of metal. We're shipping a solution. There's software involved. There's engineering involved. It's a complete solution for the customer.
Who is your customer? What markets are you serving?
Very heavily in the motor vehicle market. We do a lot of work in transmissions and engines and axles and brake systems and steering systems and water pumps and fuel pumps and just about anything you can think of. And, you know, we do a lot of work with the motorcycle industry, the agricultural industry, the automotive industry. To us, most of the time, we don't segment that out, because an engine's an engine, a transmission's a transmission, an axle's an axle. We're also doing a lot of work in the medical industry. One thing we've really kind of found a niche at is making batteries, you know, batteries in implantables. You know, you don't want your battery and your pacemaker failing. So what we
That's a good point.
Yeah. You know, it's an important thing. These things have to last for 10 years and more. But the material in the battery has to be compressed to a certain compaction, a certain density. And our force feedback with our presses fits that perfectly. We come down and we have to hold a known fixed amount while the material is curing. And so while it's curing, we're holding, you know, maybe it's got to be held to 2,500 pounds. And the press will follow because the material will expand or contract. And it'll hold that force. It'll follow along and hold the constant load while the product is curing. So we do a lot in the medical industry, a lot in aerospace. Really very diverse.
Interesting. You mentioned robot press a little while ago. And have you got one over here?
We do. We have a robot press in our booth. It's what Promus is really good at. We have, I think, 38, 39 standard presses. But over the years, we've designed over 1,000 different types of presses. So we will take a special need. You know, one of the things with a robot, if you have a robot press, you don't want to have a press that weighs 300 or 400 pounds if you can help it. So we've designed a press which is very light for the amount of power it has. We have a press that will do about 30 kilonewtons that only weighs about 70 pounds.
Wow.
So a robot can pick it up and use it and be very agile or flexible in how it makes a part. And you don't have to have this super oversized robot.
Glenn, as we said, you're exhibiting here, but you're also a long, faithful supporter of the Assembly Show. And for that, we're grateful. But why? Why do you invest time and treasure at an event like this?
Well, the Assembly Show it's always been a good show for us. And, you know, our goal at a show is to make contact with, of course, new customers. We want to meet new customers with new problems, if you will, that we can help them solve. We love to talk to people about their assembly challenges and putting our technology and our philosophy to work and how we can fix their part. The other thing we really like to do is at a show like this, 50% of the people are people we already know, but we're reconnecting with old customers. So it's a very valuable tool for us to just connect with potential customers and current customers.
Glenn, you've got an awful lot of equipment and workstations over in that booth there. What's the reason behind that? I think I can guess. But
you know, that's a very good question because a number of years ago, our business tends to be, if it were, say, very heavy in the automotive. An automotive uses big builders to build their equipment. Well, we sell components. We sell a press, a servo-controlled, fully electric press head with the controller, and a machine builder will take that, and they'll put it on a machine. They'll integrate it, do all the tooling and fixturing and everything. And so they'll take our part that might be the heart of a station, but they'll build a station around it. But there's a trend happening where automotive always leads the way. Automotive is, they've got the volume, they've got the need, they need technology, so they tend to lead the world in technology. But the other industries follow. Well, some of these other industries that are following and now starting to think fully electric and starting to use this type of technology aren't industries that will go out to a machine builder and buy a machine. They want to buy a station, and maybe they'll tool it up. So our customer base is shifting a little bit. When one time workstations were a much smaller part of our business than they are now. So it's an industry thing. The industry we're in now is much more toward our biggest industry is still automotive and still the motor vehicle. And so that hasn't changed. But the segment that is making simpler components and want to buy a workstation and don't want to go to a machine builder to have a custom machine built, that segment of our business is growing.
Yeah, I would think that's probably set the boom. That's very exciting. Well, Glenn, I hate to say we're out of time. Before we let you go, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about Promus?
Well, there's two ways. The way everybody does it, of course, we have our website. It's at promusinc.com. And then you can also call us at 810-229-9334. We'd love to talk to people. We'd love to help them out with their assembly problems. And we'd like to help anybody we can move toward the future with fully electric systems.
All right. Glenn Nosley, the president of Promus Incorporated. Glenn, as always, good to see you. Thanks for coming back and joining us.
Thank you. It was fun. I enjoyed it.
Our pleasure.
It was our pleasure. All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. Todd and Todd signing off from the Assembly Show. We'll see you soon on Manufacturing Revival Radio.